This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let us not forget our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And this is not something easy. Unless you've lived such experience, you will not really feel what they are going through or went through. And I've spoken about it many times, but it's a good idea and reminder always benefit the believers. We actually did what we can do to help them, but I would say, and I don't know who is hearing me from them, I personally learned from them a lot. I learned from the woman of Gaza, what does it mean to be a faithful person, a woman of faith. I learned from the men of Gaza, what does it mean to be grateful to Allah. It is extremely mind-blowing to see again and again and again and again, different people, ages, women, men, children, in the middle of the rubbles, lost beloved ones, lost everything they have, and nothing comes out of their mouth other than Alhamdulillah. What a faith they have. What did Allah give them that He didn't give me or us? It's something really for years, if not generations, we'll be speaking about that. As they taught us, the least we can do is remember them. Yes, in dua, any other way we can help. But more importantly, two things. Let's go back to Allah and become the servants He wants us to be. And let us, don't forget them, of course, in your dua. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this truce that it is supposed to be for 4 days forever. Ya Rabbi, Ameen.